This is program number LW2765. Well, what are you worried about today? Hi, this is Larry West. Really, what is it that haunts you more than anything else? Is it that you don't have any money? Is it money that you're worried about? The more I talk to people, the more I'm impressed with the fact that people today worry more and more about money. It seems to be, in fact, the most important thing in people's lives. And as a result, more people are turning away from God. You know, sometimes God is painted in our minds as being an old, gray-haired, long-bearded fellow who is so weak and blind and so far away that he has very little to do with us. I don't know if you've read much in the Old Testament of the Bible, but one of the most fascinating descriptions of God's care is pictured there, which ought to tell us how great, how powerful, how alive God really is even today. Have you ever given much thought, for example, about how many people were involved when the mighty Moses led the nation of Israel out of Egypt a long time ago, where in the desert, God took care of them? Only God could have. If you'll read the Old Testament book of Exodus, you will discover there one of the biggest arithmetical facts in the world. Let me show you what I mean. Moses and the people of Israel found themselves one day in the desert. I mean, just all of a sudden, it was almost as though they had been just thrown out there. No food, no water. Who would feed them? They had to be fed if they were going to survive. And feeding 3 million people requires a lot of food. Well, according to the Quartermaster General of the U.S. Army, here is what would have had to take place. Moses would have had to have 1,500 tons of food every day to feed those people. That's a lot of groceries. Now, see if you can find that in the desert. Did you know that to bring that much food to the people every day, 1,500 tons, there would have had to be 2 freight trains, each a mile long. Now remember, they're in the desert. And in order to cook there, they would have had to have firewood to do it. That means 4,000 tons of wood and a few more freight trains every day. Now think about their water. If they had only enough to drink and to wash a few dishes, it would take 11 million gallons a day and a freight train with tank cars 1,800 miles long just to bring the water. They had no lakes, only a few wells. Remember, they were in the desert. And then there's another thing. In the Bible book of Exodus, chapter 14, if you know the story, the Israelite nation was trapped between the Red Sea and the rushing Egyptian army. And God tells Moses to stretch out his hand over that Red Sea, whereby God made the sea back up, the waters divided, allowing the people of Israel to walk across on the bottom of it as though it were dry land. Now, if these people walked on a narrow path double file, their line would be 800 miles long and would require 35 days and nights to get through. Yet to do it in one night, there had to be a space in the Red Sea 3 miles wide so they could walk 5,000 abreast to get across it. Does that sound like a weak, ineffectual God to you to be able to do that? Notice this. Every time these people camped at the end of the day, a campground 2/3 the size of the state of Rhode Island in New York, or a campground 750 miles wide and 130 miles long was required for them to camp. Fantastic. God took care of a nation of people. So let me ask you again, what are you worried about today? That God of the Old Testament is the God still alive and working among us today. If you think your problems are so big that no one can take care of them, remember, God can. The most important thing to you ought not to be money. It ought to be God. You might be saying, surely God doesn't even know I'm alive. Listen, Jesus, God's Son, while he was on the earth, said that God knows when even a single sparrow falls to the ground. He knows you. He knows you. And you are worth more than many, many sparrows. The important question is not what are you worth to God. The important question is, what is God worth to you? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.